Hello, everybody, and welcome to Clover Park here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. It's the St. Lucie Mets here getting set to take on the Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Mets looking to avoid the sweep today against Palm Beach, looking for one big win here on Sunday as we get set for baseball. First pitch scheduled for 12:10 p.m. Eastern. Welcome up into the broadcast booth, Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald. Adam, the Mets, it's been a tough series for them here against Palm Beach. Palm Beach, a very good team, one of the best in the Florida State League. They've got a lot of good players out there, but the Mets have had a couple of positive things, just trying to put together a full game today and avoid the sweep.
Yeah, it's been a competitive series despite the Mets not winning any of the five games. They have not been blown out this week. They've been neck and neck with the Cardinals in a lot of games. Yesterday, it looked like Palm Beach might get that big victory. They were up 6-0, but the Mets' bullpen was fantastic with 6 3 innings of just one hit shutout ball. Mets' offense put together a little spurt there in the seventh inning to make it 6-3, but it just goes to show you that against this Palm Beach team, you have to be rock solid in innings 1 through 9, and there have been a couple of hiccups in each game for the Mets, and the Palm Beach Cardinals have been able to attack those and get away with the wins.
They'll try and clean up all that today and get a big win today. But Jacoby Long, one of the new Mets draft picks here for the Mets, grew up in Palm Beach, just a couple of miles away. He went to a lot of these games down at Roger Dean. I spoke to him yesterday about what it was like being able to play so close to home and being drafted by the New York Mets. And we thank Jacoby for taking some time out of his day to join us here for the pregame show. Plate meeting just getting underway for the St. Lucie Mets and Palm Beach Cardinals. Manager Yukari De La Cruz for the St. Lucie Mets and Gary Kendall for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Home plate umpire Austin Machick and base umpire Tyler Vandenwater. Quick look around the Florida State League. Palm Beach leading the East Division right now with a 37-14 record and leading in the second half. Daytona 28-22. They're 8.5 games back behind the Palm Beach Cardinals. Jupiter 24-27, 13 games back. And then your St. Lucie Mets 17-34, 20 games back in the second half. In the West Division, Fort Myers leads the second half at 31-18. Lakeland at 28-23, 4 games back. Dunedin 27-24, 5 games back. Tampa and Bradenton 6.5 and 11 games back. And Clearwater, who was the first half champion in the West, sits in last 15-36 at 17 games back. All the other games in the Florida State League underway at noon today, with our game getting set to go underway at 12:10. We do have some rain in the area, but scheduled for another on-time start. Bradenton and Lakeland, Bradenton leading the series 3-2. Fort Myers and Tampa, as Tampa leading that series 3-2. And then Daytona at Jupiter. Daytona, a 4-1 series lead. Dunedin at Clearwater. Dunedin with a 4-1 series lead. And then here in St. Lucie, Palm Beach leading the series 5-0. Pitching matchup for the St. Lucie Mets and Palm Beach Cardinals. For the Mets, it's Jorge De Leon on the mound. 0-2 record, a 5.25 ERA, 12 games, 7 starts, 24 innings pitched, and 42 strikeouts. He'll look to have a good day today, get those pitches over the strike zone. And for the Palm Beach Cardinals, it's Leonel Sequeira, who has a 1-5 record, a 4.62 ERA in 16 games this season, 55 total strikeouts. Mets getting ready to come out here in just a couple of moments as we get set to go for game number 6 of this 6-game series.
Jorge De Leon, he pitched well last week up in Daytona, and he's pitched 2 innings of 1-run ball this week. Let's see if he can give the Mets some length today.
There's Jorge De Leon out there now taking the mound along with the rest of the St. Lucie Mets, as everybody else trickles out and we get set for the national anthem. We'll send it down to the field and then first pitch right after that. National anthem complete. Here's a look at the lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Leading it off for Palm Beach is Christian Martin playing second base. Bryce Madren batting second, playing center field. Ian Petrutz is third in left field. Joshua Baez, Ross Friedrich, and Jose Cordoba, the middle three. And then rounding out the lineup for Palm Beach, it's John Gazdar, Lisandro Espinoza, and Roberto Cabrillo. And for the Mets defense, Adam will take you around the diamond.
Well, your battery is Jorge De Leon and Vincent Perozzo. Good to see Perozzo okay after getting dinged up yesterday. On the infield, Corey Collins making his home debut, activated off the IL. The sixth-round pick from University of Georgia plays first. Marco Vargas at second. Jit Williams continues the rehab assignment at short. That'll be a fun up-the-middle combo for Mets fans. Colin Houck at third base, which seems to be his best position. Jacoby Long in left. Ewing, after making a great play in left yesterday, shifts over to center. And Eli Serrano in his big arm patrols right field.
Do have the challenge system available to both teams today in the final game of this series. De Leon continuing to get set to go for the Mets. A couple players to watch in today's game as well. Boston Bear, who's not playing today. He's off to a hot start. And A.J. Ewing, 9 for 17 in this series, a home run, two doubles, and four walks. The throw down to second is complete, and we are moments away from first pitch. Leading it off for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Christian Martin. He steps up into the batter's box. And De Leon needs a new ball. He's got it now.
Another slight pause that costs us an on-time start.
So
indeed.
Close.
Indeed.
De Leon now set to go. Here is the first pitch of today's game, and we are officially underway. It's a called strike. And Martin behind, 0-1. First pitch at 12:11.
Well, yesterday it was the first base coach didn't come out in time, so he couldn't start the game on time. Now De Leon didn't have a good ball.
Well, the new ball has seemed to help. He's thrown two quick strikes. He's ahead 0-2 of Martin here.
Have to have the proper equipment to succeed.
De Leon said in the 0-2 pitch. That one misses high. It's 1-2 now to Martin. Adam, I think this entire week we had the back-to-back on-time starts.
Yeah, and then we should have had one yesterday and the day before.
Every game after that, it's been 1 minute off. 1-2 pitch. This one just misses outside. Count even up at 2-2. Two pitch. Misses low. So after getting ahead 0-2, De Leon has now fallen behind, and the count has run full. He's set now, and he'll deliver the payoff pitch. And Martin, no offer as the pitch misses outside. And it's a walk to lead off this game.
And Palm Beach has had some success in the first inning this week. Yesterday, of course, they scored four runs in the top of the first, and that was essentially the game. The day before, bases were loaded on walks. Mets got out of it. But it has not been squeaky clean this week to start the game, for sure.
Nice, Matt. Bryce Madryn now at the plate for Palm Beach, 0-3 yesterday, batting 175 on the season. Checks his swing here on a pitch outside, and it's going to be challenged. And it's a strike, so Perozzo wins an early challenge for the Mets.
Go back to the Joel Diaz start a couple of games ago. He led off the game with the walk, quickly got a double play and a flyout.
This pitch is fouled off by Madryn, and he's behind 0-2.
This is where the Cardinals get tough. They don't go down that fast. It seems like yesterday they all lived in a 2-2 count, 2-3-2. There's no easy outs here.
0-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. So De Leon makes sure that he gets the strikeout this time around. And there'll be one out in the inning with a runner on first.
But when you can throw a breaking ball like that with consistency, you can get some quick outs. That's a good sign, I think. Yesterday, the Cardinals saw 100 pitches over the first three innings.
Ian Petrutz will take the first pitch outside, and it's 1-0. Petrutz 1-for-5 yesterday, batting 350 on the season. He's been one of the top hitters for Palm Beach. One-oh pitch, taken high for a ball, and De Leon has fallen behind Petrutz 2-0.
Yeah, of all the drafted players by the Cardinals last month, Petrutz has gotten off to the best start. The other guys have shown flashes, especially this week, but Petrutz seems to be the top from the start.
Runner's going to go on the 2-0 pitch. Pitches a ball, throw to second, too late. And a stolen base for Martin. Has him in scoring position with one out.
And De Leon not quick enough to the plate. Didn't give Perozzo much of a chance there. An easy stolen base.
Meanwhile, it's a 3-0 count to Petrutz. De Leon will come set, and now the 3-0 home. Misses low for ball four.
So clearly trying to establish that good breaking ball, and he got one by Madryn on the 0-2 count, but the others have not been able to be commanded. Once he finds that command, should get better. That's if he can find it.
And the trend has continued here for the St. Lucie Mets of walks in the first inning. It's been an issue all week long. One out, runners on first and second here for Joshua Baez. Batting 250 on the season. Now a pitch clock violation against. And it's a 1-0 count. So a ball issued against De Leon. So we'll start off the count. Tobias behind. Not the way you want to start at a bat after two walks in this inning already. 1-0 pitch too far inside, and now it's 2-0 after the pitch clock violation. Tobias is batting 250 on the season, did not play yesterday. 2-0 pitch, fouled off. Baez got a piece of it. Two balls, one strike, one out, and two runners on. Both runners are going to go. It's a double steal. Pitch is popped up near first base. It's caught by Collins for the out, and both Palm Beach runners are able to return safely.
That's a big out, because that was going to be an easy double steal for the Cardinals. Well, Baez takes that pitch, second and third, one out, but the out number two, and both runners have to go back. We'd call that a big swing pitch in this inning.
And now with two outs, chance for De Leon to get out of the inning, and Ross Friedrich at the plate. He swings at the first pitch, grounds it. Ooh, nearly a great play by the Palm Beach first base coach. Just couldn't quite hold on to it.
You know what? We gave Eric Amonte some of the business yesterday because he didn't get out on time and we didn't start the game on time. But I'm going to give him some props there because he saved Serrano from having to get that ball.
Pitch is outside, counts even up at 1-1 now to Friedrich.
If that ball gets by him, yeah, you know, we probably haven't even had a pitch by now. So, and Almonte signaling right now to Serrano, a long-range discussion there.
1-1 on appeal. It's a called strike, and the count moves to 1-2. Went around a little too much.
It's that slider again.
De Leon will come set. And the 1-2 pitch outside. Counts even up at 2-2. We've had a couple of coaches make some great plays this year. Stopping balls. Lucari De La Cruz, Mets manager, has made a nice play over at third base. 2-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. And De Leon will end the inning without any damage done. Gets a big strikeout against Friedrich. And now the Mets will swing the sticks for the first time as we get to the bottom of the first. Here's the pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Lano Sequeira. 3.26 ERA in game number 5. and look to get off to a good start, just like every other Palm Beach pitcher has done all week. Lineup for the St. Lucie Mets. Marco Vargas will lead it off, playing second. Carson Benj DHing today. Jet Williams making his third rehab appearance, playing short. Corey Collins in his home debut after coming off the seven-day injured list, batting fourth. Colin Houck batting fifth. Serrano batting sixth. And rounding out the order is A.J. Ewing, Jacoby Long, and Vincent Perrozzo. Here's Marco Vargas. And first pitch, ground this one off of the pitcher. Throw to first in time as Martin fields it. And there's one out in the inning.
Sakara for Palm Beach hasn't been around for a long time, so this might be a window of opportunity here for the Mets. They've seen the core four of Davila, Lynn, Savakul, and yesterday starter Salas. Didn't do much against those guys, perhaps Sakara.
Fly ball left field, but into the netting and foul.
You go back to the last time the Mets won a home game here at Clover Park. It was a Sunday afternoon against Bradenton, and it was a pitcher for the Marauders in Carlos Castillo. Hadn't much experience under his belt. The Mets were able to get to him early.
0-1 pitch just sketches the knees, and Benj behind 0-2. Carson Benj, the Mets' first-round draft pick, who had the day off yesterday. 0-2 pitch, misses for a ball, and it's challenged here by Sakara. And it's a strike, so he wins that challenge, and Benj is down for out number two.
That must have been a verbal challenge, because I thought the way that the catcher, Caraballo, framed it, I'm surprised they didn't tap his helmet, but he asked for it clearly. That was a good pitch.
And now Jet Williams, Mets number two prospect, in his third rehab appearance. He's gone seven innings in his last two. Pitch is inside, and it's 1-0.
Jet one for three each day, so he's batting .333.
Got that nice, clean, round batting average. 1-0 pitch taken for a called strike down the middle. And the count's evened up at 1-1. Check swing here on a pitch too low. And he's ahead in the count 2-1. A 2-1 pitch. Sinker that misses inside. And Williams ahead in the count 3-1. So Sakara working from behind against Williams. Here's his 3-1. Taken for ball four. So Jet draws the walk, and he is a two-out base runner here for the Mets in the first.
That's Williams' first walk in this rehab. Almost surprising it's taken this long. Jet walked 104 times last year, the second most among all minor league players.
Well, that'll bring up Corey Collins, who's making his home debut here at Clover Park. Played one game in Daytona and then ended up on the seven-day injured list.
Yeah, he got run into on a bad throw to first base. Kind of a fluke thing as he got his sunglasses shoved up into his forehead and hit on the shoulder. Stayed in the game for one more inning, but taken out and put on the IL. So very short-term stint. Been able to do all the work behind the scenes.
0-1 pitch misses low. Counts even up at 1-1.
It was a tough debut for Collins because not only that play at first base, but he stole second after a four-pitch walk and jammed his ankle sliding into the second base bag in Daytona. He shook that off and stayed in. So sure he'd like to put this all in the past and just play good, clean, healthy baseball here.
Pickoff attempt to first. Williams back in, no problem. Collins drew the one walk. Doesn't have a hit yet in his pro career. Kara said in the 1-1 pitch, taken for a strike on the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-2. Palm Beach pitchers have been excellent against the Mets all series long, getting ahead in counts and striking guys out. 1-2 fouled off by Collins. He'll stay alive. Two outs in the inning with a runner on first. Mets trying to score first in this game for the first time, second time in this series. One-two broken bat, short dribbler, picked up by Martin, thrown on to first in time for out number three. So Williams draws the walk, but he is stranded on first. We're tied at zero as we head to the second.
Back at Clover Park, time for today's keys to the game for the St. Lucie Mets. Number one, attack Sakara early. Well, they tried to in the first but couldn't score against him, but he appears to be, I won't say the weak link, but the Mets have already faced the core four. Two, play a full nine innings. The Mets have had a couple of hiccups in innings this week. They've been able to overcome those. You want to play them all well. And three, continued to good relief work. Six and a third shutout innings with one hit yesterday. Mets going to have to do something similar today to hold this Palm Beach offense down.
First pitch here to start the second. Dribbler that's going to stay fair. De Leon touched it in fair territory. No, it's going to be foul.
Oh, he almost did. He almost did, and we're all wishing that he didn't, and that came true. He noticed at the last minute that if he touched that, it's fair. And he was not going to get the out, so you might as well let it go. And the worst that happens is it stays fair, and it's a hit anyways. Best case scenario turned out to be. That was awfully close. I think our umpire, Austin Matchick, had the best look at it. It's inches away from making contact.
Fooled me. Thought he might have gotten a piece of it, but just stayed away. So instead it's a foul ball for Cordoba. So he's behind 0-1 now, heading back to the batter's box.
99.9% of the time, he had all the intention to pick up that ball. 0.1% the difference.
0-1 pitch fouled off. De Leon ahead of Cordoba, 0-2. Timeout taken by Cordoba. Back in, and now the 0-2 pitch from De Leon. Fastball inside. Count moved to 1-2. One-two pitch slider that just breaks too far outside. And a good take by Cordoba has the count at two apiece. Two-two pitch. Check swing went too far. That's strike three. And De Leon has out number one. A nice slider down and away. Cordoba knew he did not want to swing at that one, but went too far by the time he realized it. So with one out in the inning now, it is John Gazdar. Gazdar swings at the first pitch, pops it up. Will it stay playable heading to the Palm Beach bullpen? It's caught by Perozzo for out number two.
Yeah, good read. That ball was not in the air for a long time. Perozzo tracked it well.
Two up, two down. And now Lisandro Espinoza will bat third in the inning for Palm Beach.
De Leon finding more pitches in the strike zone and finding success out of that.
First pitch to Espinoza comes inside and backs him off. Now it moves to 1-0. Fastball at 96 miles an hour from De Leon. pitch, that misses too low.
You know, the Mets Twitter streets, the prospect Twitter streets last night on the old Twitter app, the bird, they were hot on the St. Lucie Mets yesterday with the fire throwing from Arizena.
2-0 pitch in there for a strike, and it's 2-1.
And Lopez, both those guys were hitting 99 miles an hour. And then you have De Leon who can hit 97.
2-1 slider, this one laid off. Count will move to 3-1.
So look, these are young guys with not a lot of experience under their belt, but man, lively arms. Throw Juan Arnaud in there as well. He can throw 98.
3-1 pitch from De Leon, and it's fired right in for strike number two. The speed, something harder to teach. Always nice when guys can come in and throw in that hard right away. Payoff pitch misses inside, and it's a walk to Espinoza. So De Leon cannot get the Cardinals to go down 1-2-3.
But it is about consistency. That's three walks and three strikeouts now. De Leon, you know, snatching at the dirt after every pitch, trying to, you know, keep his hand dry. But release point, you know, mechanically he seems to fall off the mound from time to time. So that, there's a lot of development left to go for these guys, of course, but you do like the pure velocity from them. And, of course, you know, you have to command a breaking ball routinely, repetitively, if you're going to move up and have success at the big league level. So long way to go. But, again, you know, guys who throw 97 to 99, and you don't just find them anywhere off the streets. You know, you take those guys, you cherish them, you develop them. Certainly lively arms here in the St. Lucie pitching staff.
Pitch to Carrabillo outside, and it's 1-0. Espinoza on first with two outs. Carrabillo, who we've not seen in this series, at 143 on the season.
Gary Kendall throwing one of his bench players a bone here. It's been a lot of the new draft picks this week for the Cardinals. Some of the older players who've been around a while, like Friedrich and Cordoba and Espinoza. So got guys down the roster there on the bench. Throw Carballo a bone. Let him play a game.
1-0 pitch. Runner goes. Pitches a ball. Throw to second. Not in time. It skips away into the outfield. Now picked up by Williams. So a stolen base here for Espinoza.
And talk about the lively arm for De Leon, but trying to, you know, find his mechanics, become repeatable. The other part of it is just learning how to pitch. He's not done well holding on base runners this season. It's two easy steals in two innings.
2-0 pitch, slider on appeal, did not go. And the count's run to 3-0. Sliders worked about 50% of the time for De Leon. Can't get this chase there. pitch. Finds the zone. And it's 3-1. Runner on second here with two outs. And a 3-1 pitch. Taken high for ball four. So another walk. We'll put runners on first and second. And back to the top of the order for Palm Beach.
First time through the order, he walked four batters, struck out three. And the only ones in play, the pop out to Collins and the pop out to Perozzo. And it looks like De Leon is out of the game, and it looks like he just ran out of steam. And he's not a guy who's been pitching deep into games. So Yuki will make that move. I'm sure it's frustrating for him getting the first two batters and not being able to finish the inning.
Hikari De La Cruz out to make the pitching change. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The new pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets. New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is Jeremy Paguero. Paguero, with a 2-1 record, a 2.51 ERA. This is his 20th appearance of the season. 32 and one thirds innings pitched, 27 walks and 46 strikeouts. Paguero has been really good this year. He's had two great months in August and July, and we'll look to get one more out for the Mets here in the second.
Yeah, and looking for a bit of redemption as he pitched earlier in the inning series and couldn't even get through an inning. He walked three.
First pitch, called strike, just inside. Looked pretty good, but it's 1-0 to Martin.
We saw Wilson Lopez in his first appearance out of the bullpen in the series give up six hits and five runs, but then yesterday, 2 1/3 innings, no hits or runs. So he bounced back. Maybe Paguero can do the same.
He's setting the 1-0. And this is too far outside. So 2-0, two straight balls for Paguero coming out of the bullpen. Means one more out as runners on first and second, inherited from De Leon. Two-oh pitch. This one does catch the outside part of the plate, and it's 2-1. Two runners on, two outs in a scoreless game here in the top of the second. 2-1 from Paguero. Pitch taken low, and it's 3-1. Paguero trying to avoid a walk that would load the bases for Palm Beach. Martin walked back in the first inning. 3-1. And he will walk once more. So Martin on base for the second time today, and the bases are now loaded for Palm Beach.
Now, this is frustrating, something that just should not happen in game number 118 of the season. Retire the first two batters and then walk three in a row. So five walks through the first 10 batters. Mets are playing with fire.
It'll be Bryce Madryn at the plate for Palm Beach with the bases loaded opportunity.
See Perozzo call on timeout and say, let's go. Let's hurry this up. Sense of urgency.
Already had the pitch clock violation against the Mets on against De Leon. Trying to avoid another one. First pitch misses high, and it's 1-0 to Madryn.
We don't talk about that very much, but, you know, poor catcher in the middle of the day squatting back there. Three straight walks. Frozo doesn't want that. He wants the pitcher to fire it in there, get him back to the dugout.
A 1-0 pitch home, and that misses low for ball two. A scoreboard temperature at 89 degrees, but I can tell you from personal experience, it is much hotter down there out there on the field than 89.
And put on pants, the jersey, and all the catcher's equipment. And squat. Very unpleasant.
2-0 pitch. And that's ball three. So three straight balls here to Madryn, and now Peguero in jeopardy of walking in the first run of the game. In comes set. And the 3-0. That's a strike just up top. Madryn likely taking all the way. Three balls and one strike now with the bases loaded. Peguero's sending the pitch home. Misses inside, and that's ball four. So a run is going to come in on the walk. Still no hits in this inning for Palm Beach, but they have taken a 1-0 lead.
Four straight walks with two outs. That's hard to stomach. And this is the exact one-year anniversary of the Mets walking nine batters in the first inning in a 15-2 loss to Dunedin. So it's an unnecessary ode to the anniversary. Don't need any reminders of that.
Here's Ian Petrutz at the plate. And takes this pitch high as it gets away to the backstop. And everybody will advance. Carrabillo comes in to score. And it's a 2-0 Palm Beach lead.
That's going to be a pass ball. And you just have to think that, you know, Perozzo just, don't know if he got crossed up, but it's got to be tiring back there. Four straight walks, just couldn't get the glove up in time. We talked, Jake, of the keys to the game, trying to play solid, consistent baseball innings one through nine. Four walks with two outs and a pass ball for two runs. That's not it. At this stage, you're just trying to get the third out any way you can and get back in the dugout down two.
These long innings have piled up on the Mets all series long. So two runners in scoring position now on second and third for Petrutz. And he takes this for a strike high in the zone. So Peguero able to get that one after a short mound visit from Perozzo. One ball, one strike. Petrutz is the guy that Palm Beach wants at the plate right now. Takes this one inside. And that'll move the count to 2-1. Two nothing Palm Beach lead here in the second. And the 2-1 on its way. And that's a strike. Fastball that catches the outside part of the plate. And Peguero one strike away from stopping the bleeding and ending this inning. Two-two pitch misses way too far outside. Slider that just got away. And the count is now run full. First base technically open, but we really want to get this out and end this inning. Payoff from Peguero. Called strike three right below the knees and a challenge right away from Petrutz.
Should be a loss.
And he's going to win it.
Wow. That looked like a pretty good pitch to me. Hard to fault the umpire for calling that a strike. Said it's the seventh walk through the first 12 batters.
Cardinals now 1-for-1 on their challenges. It extends the inning, loads the bases back up. And now Joshua Baez at the plate with the bases loaded. He is 0-for-1, popped out in the first inning. First pitch too far inside. It's 1-0. Well, looking at the view here, it did miss about half a ball. Looked better on the eye test.
Good sell job by Perozzo then.
A 1-0 pitch. This misses low. And it's 2-0.
The umpire's not going to call that a strike, not after the challenge one.
Aguero behind Baez. Now with the bases loaded once more with two outs. 2-0 pitch. And it's a broken bat. Collins coming in. Tries to slide it and make the catch, but can't hold on to it. In foul territory, so it's just a foul ball.
That bat winds up in the stands. How'd that sneak through? Hammerman Matt right on it.
Look at that. So
souvenir?
Souvenir for the fan? Half of a bat?
I don't think Bios will be wanting that back. The fan have it.
Two balls, one strike. Unfortunate break for the Mets that Collins couldn't quite get there. It was going to be a tough play to make. 2-1 pitch right over the plate for a called strike, and it's 2-2. So Paguero again here at two strikes, one away from ending this inning. Trying to avoid the big hit from Palm Beach, only 2-0 right now, which would feel like a win the way this inning has gone. 2-2 pitch lined up the middle, through for a base hit. One run is in to score. Madryn on his way home. Here comes the throw. It's offline. Perozzo can't handle it, as into third base is Petrutz.
Yep. He said it, Jake. They're playing with fire, walking all these guys, and they got burned. So that was five straight walks with two outs and a two-run single. And I'm sure the Mets will probably tell you, look, you're going to walk five guys in a row, and you can't expect something good to happen on your end.
Just the way this inning has gone here for the Mets, Jordan Krause out for a mound visit now. Now it's runners on the corners with two outs and a 4-0 lead for Palm Beach.
So we have to ask if Paguero can do what Lopez did, shake off a rough first outing in the series and put together a good second outing, and so far has to get one out, and he has not been able to do so. Three walks and a two-run single. And the Cardinals are going to send all nine to the plate here in the second after they sent all nine to the plate in the first inning yesterday.
Now there's Kenny down there talking. I believe those are the fans that got the bat. What's he doing?
He's got a smile. The mayor of Clover Park is smiling for his citizens.
Kenny Hart at work. Here's Ross Friedrich.
Is he?
This pitch taken for a strike just on the high corner. And it's 0-1.
I stole his donut today and hid it in my office.
That's the third time I think you've done that.
He stormed right in my office an hour later, was not happy with me.
0-1 pitch, check swing, but missed too low on appeal, did not go.
He left it right there out in the open. Just too tempting. Speaking of donuts and breakfast food, brunch, we're going to bring it up in the third inning.
Guerrero set, and now a move to first. Back in safely is Baez. Petrutz took a little jump off of third base there, but Collins was ready with the look home. Friedrich 0 for 1 with a strikeout back in the first. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. A nice slider, and it's 1-2. Friedrich, the ninth batter to bat in the inning for Palm Beach. One, two from Paguero. He struck him out, and the inning is over. Mets give up four runs to Palm Beach after five consecutive walks and a base hit from Baez. They trail 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the second. Back now at Clover Park, Colin Houck will lead things off for the Mets in the bottom of the second. They trail 4-0. Kara back out there on the mound here for Palm Beach. Had a long wait, but fires in a first pitch strike against Houck, and he's ahead 0-1. Sometimes those long waits can affect pitchers. Well, one pitch misses low. Counts even up at 1-1, and they can kind of lose their release point, fall out of a groove a little bit, but we'll see how Sakura is able to respond. 1-1. Chopper ground ball from Houck. It's fielded by Espinoza, and he fires over to first in time for out number one. So Houck grounds out to lead off the inning. And that'll bring up Eli Serrano. Serrano, who 0-for-4 yesterday, batting 161 on the season. Some fans up there on the second floor here at Clover Park. Wave to the camera. You're on TV. Fans enjoying the baseball game here today on this Sunday afternoon. 1-0 pitch, called strike. Counts evened up at 1-1. There's the brunch. 1-1 pitch, called strike at the knees. Now the brunch that the Mets do once a month here on a Sunday. And a swing and a miss for strike three. Throw to first in time, which will confirm the strikeout. And that is out number two. And a brunch once a month on Sunday. You get your tickets on stluciemets.com. It's the last one of the season. Oh, Casey's going in. Getting some bacon, some sausage. What else do we got over there today? Fly ball into center field from A.J. Ewing, and that's caught for out number three. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Mets. So we will head to the third. But the Mets down 4-0, but stick around. Brunch coming up. Oh, there's Adam. He's getting the brunch. Got some eggs. Just a couple scoops. Some French toast, looks like. What else we got down there? Get a nice big plate. I saw some tater tots. There's the sausage and the bacon. Oh, that looks like a good brunch. Ground ball right up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Jose Cordoba will lead off the inning for Palm Beach with a hit. And Irving Cota now into the game for St. Lucie. Looks like we got some nice fruit here as well. Big thumbs up from Adam. He'll bring that back up to the broadcast booth. We'll try it. The brunch, the other times we've done it, has been fantastic. Definitely, if you're looking for a St. Lucie Mets game to come to next season, it's the last one of this year. Here's a ground ball that's through for a base hit on the left side. And it's back-to-back singles to welcome Irving Cota. But if you're looking for a good Mets game to come to next year, with this being the last brunch of the season, I highly recommend coming on a Sunday when they do brunch. Tickets around $30, and you can add on mimosas as well. It's a good deal. You get to come out to the ballpark and watch a St. Lucie Mets game. Runners on first and second now here for Espinoza. Fouls back this first pitch, and it's 0-1. So Cota into the game for the Mets. Final lines here for De Leon and Paguero. De Leon, 1 2/3, no hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. And Paguero, 1/3, 1 hit, 2 runs, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. So the walks, the problem for De Leon and Paguero. 0-1 pitch, half swing, and he went too far. So Espinoza behind 0-2. Between De Leon and Paguero, only gave up 1 hit. Cota has given up 2. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike 3. He gets a big strikeout against Espinoza after giving up 2 back-to-back base hits. Just put that one right outside and got Espinoza to chase it. So 1 out, runners on first and second, and now it is the catcher, Carbarillo. Carbarillo walked back in the second inning. 0-1 pitch, and it's flown into foul territory near the tarp, and it's caught by Collins. 4 out, number 2. Corey Collins getting some action over there at first base, makes a nice play. And now 2 outs in the inning. So after the back-to-back singles, it's 2 up, 2 down. Top of the lineup now for Palm Beach. Christian Martin, who has walked in both of his plate appearances. Cota will come set. And the first pitch breaks too far outside, 1-0.
Jake, I've come back with the brunch.
I can already smell it.
Yeah,
it
I could
smells delicious.
I smelled it from the booth, and I said, I got to go down there before it runs out. So we got the bacon,
look at
eggs,
that.
Some sweet potato hash browns. That's a nice addition. Ooh. French toast, sausage in there.
Pitch is fouled off, and the count will move to 1-1.
Got this nice cinnamon-looking apple pastry, and to mother-approved fruit.
Got to have a little bit of fruit in there.
All of the fruit, Ma. We'll give the rest to the crew up here. But good stuff for the Aramark crew for the Sunday brunch, the last one of the year.
Go to set in the 1-1. Called strike just on the outside part of the plate, and we're going to get a challenge here from Martin. He didn't like it, and he was correct. Cardinals 2 for 2 on their challenges.
I'm going to try the sweet potato hash browns.
I'm a big sweet potato guy.
Actually, they're regular potatoes. They just look like sweet potatoes.
2-1 pitch misses low, and after the challenge, it's now 3-1.
Seasoned home fries. Very good. Nice and crispy. Good brunch today. Fans down there are certainly loving it.
The brunch has not disappointed. 3-1. And the pitch is inside. Long hold here from Perozzo, but no challenge. So it's another walk. And the bases are once again loaded.
You know, we never did, though, the bottomless mimosas or Bloody Marys. That'll have to be next year. We might have to get, like, corporate approval for that. But nobody needs approval for bacon. We can eat bacon.
Hey, for the fans, great deal. Come out, get a ticket to the Mets game.
$30, all you can eat breakfast.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you're up in the covered party suite.
Foul ball, and it's 0-1 here to Madryn. Madryn 0-1 so far today. Strikeout and a walk. Now hopefully Cota is able to get this last out of the inning and we don't have what happened in the second because Adam might eat the whole entire brunch before we get to hit the break.
I meant the whole thing anyways.
Bases loaded, two outs, 0-1 pitch. And it misses low. Counts evened up at 1-1.
Phillip's wasting no time. He's digging in.
He's getting in there. And you got some syrup over there, too, I see. Smucker syrup.
Yep. Butter, if need be.
Have to have the butter and the syrup. Can't have French toast without that. 1-1 pitch fouled off down the left field side. And it's 1-2, so Cota ahead here with 2 strikes.
Try some fruit here. A little melon.
He had to make sure he got the fruit on camera.
That's right. It's for the record. It's good.
They got some cantaloupe down there?
Yep.
Cantaloupe's my go-to fruit.
Pineapple?
Do you love me some cantaloupe?
Open up, Phil.
Timeout taken here. Disengagement.
Like a little baby bird. No?
1-2. Cota set. And now the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Cota able to leave the bases loaded. No more damage done. Mets trail 4-0 as we head to the third here at Clover Park. There's a fly in here. He's trying to steal our brunch. Jacoby Long, lead off the inning here for the Mets. Takes the first pitch outside. Bottom third inning. Mets down 4-0. Trying to make a comeback. Fouls off this pitch, and it counts even up at 1-1. Long way to go in this game, but a tough second inning has put the Mets behind. By the way, try a piece of that bacon in between innings here. Man, that's good bacon. Foul ball by Jacoby Long. Ah, you can't make the play. Just missed it. That one retrieved by the Mets bullpen. It's like, it's nice and crispy. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Long is out number one. That is five up, five down for Palm Beach since the walk by Jet Williams in the first. Here's Vincent Perozzo. Gets some action out there other than squatting down behind the plate. Check swing. Missed for low for ball one. Able to hold up. And now a challenge. And it's a ball. So a challenge lost by the Cardinals. They're 2-for-3. That's their first loss of the day. Sakara fires this one in, but it's lined in the left down for a base hit. And Perozzo has the Mets' first hit of the day. The Mets trying to build some offense here in the third.
He's been swinging a good bat lately. This is now a four-game hit streak. Remember, he came in to replace Hernandez mid-game yesterday and only got two cracks. Had a hit, wound up with a single. Gets a single on his first bat today.
Back to the top of the lineup for the Mets and Marco Vargas. Grounded out his first time up. Takes a pitch here called strike. Runner on first with one out. 0-1 lined up the middle. A nice stop there by Espinoza. On to second for one. On to first for the inning-ending double play.
What a great one-handed catch by Martin out there at second.
Palm Beach able to turn a big double play that'll end the inning. Mets still trail 4-0. We head to the fourth.
Irving Cota back out there, overcame a couple of singles from the first two batters he faced in the third. Stranded the bases loaded. Cardinals have had runners all over the place. They've stranded two in each of their first three innings. They put up a four spot in the second. Mets hoping to have an easier time of it in the fourth. Strike 1-2, Petrutz. All right, Jake, we switched it up on Sundays. You do the first three and last three innings. I do play-by-play for the middle three. Ground ball by Petrutz. Nice snare by Collins. He'll take it himself for the first out of the inning. First time Petrutz has been retired. So, Jake, you called two Petrutz walks, and I called the ground out. So I'm sure the Petrutz gang would like us to switch back. You're still sitting on that Marte home run, aren't
you,
Jake?
It's just the Marte home run. I need the St. Lucie offense to come through here for me.
The running joke on the broadcast here is now in 12 innings, 12 home games, the last 12 home games, Jake has called one run-scoring play for the Mets. Ground ball deep to third by Bias Houck. Long-range throw and a good pick by Corey at first. Two up, two down. As Cota, do those two singles to start his afternoon, has rounded into form. Ross Friedrich, who has struck out twice, will come up. So Friedrich may be pleased to see you sitting this one out, Jake.
Oh, and wouldn't it be something? Mets have struggled in the middle three innings, especially when I've called play-by-play, and then they come in and Cota's trying to get a 1-2-3 inning.
A nasty breaking ball clips the inside corner for strike one.
I'll just be quiet and enjoy this brunch over here.
Yeah, you've worked hard this week. You enjoy that brunch. Fastball, knee-high strike, and a challenged by Friedrich. And it is a win for Friedrich. The Cardinals have successfully challenged two out of three, so they remain with two challenges. Breaking ball. Called the ball. Does Perozo want to risk one? No. A changeup. Fades back in. Nice pitch. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, just got it right in there. Change of speeds, though. Maybe threw off Friedrich a little bit.
Ground ball. Collins reaches, but it's by him for a base hit. It's that same changeup. This time Friedrich on top of it. Singles into right field. It will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Cota.
Good effort by Collins there. Just a little bit too far out of his range. That's a tough play to make. Well, Cota, two up, two down to start the inning. But last time he gave up back-to-back singles, he bounced back very nicely, so no reason to think he can't do that again.
Yeah. Hard to fault Cota for throwing that same pitch to the same spot. Cordoba next, one for two. Breaking ball popped up. This appears to be playable. Perozo sheds the mask. Two hands makes the catch. Best inning so far for the Mets on the mound and in the field. A breezy fourth inning. Nothing more than a two-out hit. We will go to the bottom of the fourth. Mets remain down 4-0. One of our keys to the game was to get to Leonel Sequeira early. Mets unable to do so as he's thrown three shutout one-hit innings. Great defensive play against Vargas for a double play to end the bottom of the third. Carson Bench will start the fourth and take a strike, a changeup. So Sequeira, he's looking sharp today. a guy who was having a decent season in the FCL, got the late season promotion to Palm Beach, joined the Cardinals fray. 8 walks and 12 strikeouts in 19 innings coming in with the 3.26 ERA. This is shaping up to be a good start for him. Pitches outside 2-1. It'll be Benj, Williams, and Collins. So a fun trio here. A couple of first-round picks from the Mets, and then the big first baseman from Georgia. Still looking for that first pro hit. Strike on the inside corner. Care just moving that ball all around, trying to stay unpredictable. Breaking ball, sawed off, foul. Sakara appeared against the Mets at Clover Park on July 26th. 3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. Out of the bullpen. Benj lays off, and it's a full count.
Benj kind of in a mini slump right now. I'd love to see him break out of it.
Payoff pitch. Benj will spoil another off to the left. He had 3 hits in his first 3 games. Got on base 7 of his first 10 times up in Daytona, but hasn't had the best week here against the Cardinals' vaunted pitching staff. Benj lays off this 3-2 pitch and will take ball 4. No challenge. It's a walk. Crowd likes that. And the other Met walker, Jet Williams, will come up. Jet drew the free pass in the first inning.
It's a really solid at-bat by Benj, able to fight off a couple of good pitches and a good eye to draw the walk.
First pitch, breaking ball. Hits the outside corner, strike 1. Jet has a hit in each of his 2 rehab games, plus the walk here in the third. Fastball missed down and away. But back to Sakara for a moment. He's been stretched out his last 2 innings, last 2 appearances. 6 innings and 6 2/3. He's just at 40 pitches now. Breaking ball across the top of the zone. Williams lines this ball into left field for a base hit. He's now hit safely in all 3 of his rehab games this week at Clover Park. And the Mets have runners at first and second with no out in the fourth.
A big opportunity coming up here for the Mets. Offense coming alive a little bit. Now the offense has had plenty of opportunities this week. They've done a nice job scoring a couple runs. Just haven't been consistent. But it would be really nice to get a couple in here and start that come back.
Down 4-0. They were down 6-0 early yesterday. Rallied back to make it 6-3. Time called late. Pitch clock violation on Sakara. Called by the umpire. No timeout. So Collins will begin in a 1-0 count. Collins grounded out to second on a broken bat. First time up. Here he takes ball 2. Collins hits a ball high in the deep left center field. Still going back is Petrutz. Still going back. Petrutz makes the catch on the middle of the track, and both Mets runners will tag up. Corey Collins gets way under one. Still nearly hits it out. Raw strength to the opposite field. Falls just short of a 3-run homer. Deep enough to advance both base runners.
That one just kept on carrying, going back. Nearly had a chance to get out of here, but just fell a little bit short. But a productive out moves both runners.
That's something the Mets have not had a lot of this year, just raw power, even on a ball that maybe isn't squared up as Houck gets tied up for strike one. Houck swinging a solid bat this week. A lot of hard hit balls. Takes the 0-1 breaking ball up and in. Mets trailing 4-0, but a hit here. Could saw that in half. Houck flares one out of play. And it's 1-2. Houck swings and misses at the pitch in the dirt. Strikes out. Throw to first base is high, but corralled. And that completes the second out of the inning. Benj and Williams have to stay put. See if Eli Serrano can get a run in.
Tough out for Houck there. Not able to get a run in.
Yeah, first and second, no outs. In your home ballpark, you want to get those runs in. As Serrano grounds a pitch foul.
You lose the sacrifice fly chance here, and you're going to have to get a base hit from Serrano to score a run. Serrano, another guy the Mets are hoping to break out a little bit here. Got off to a pretty decent start in Daytona. Cooled off a little bit in this series.
Serrano hits a tapper in fair territory and tagged out by the catcher Caraballo. I don't think Eli knew where it was. So the Mets' struggles in the middle innings continue. It's not just you, Jake, as the Mets and Cardinals remain the 4-0 score in favor of Palm Beach through four innings. Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. Great song by our sound guy Nick today. Got some more requests coming his way. That wasn't a request. He played that on his own. Irving Cota back out there for the fifth inning. Has pitched solidly for the Mets in relief. Mets had great relief pitching yesterday. Scuffled with Peguero, their first reliever. Here's a line drive. Caught on a dive by Vargas. Takes a hit away from Gazdar.
That is a fantastic play from Vargas. Got off his feet on a ball moving quickly, 98.7 off the bat, and just snags that one right out of the air.
Hey, this is a fun middle infield today with Vargas and Jet. Espinoza lines one. Vargas cannot dive for this. Passed him in a hurry. Base hit for Espinoza.
Well, tough to make two great plays back-to-back. That one a little bit too far out of Vargas' range. See how Cota's able to bounce back. He's been able to work through a couple of singles and walks when he's been out there on the mound.
Now, Heriberto Caraballo, his lone game this week, trying to make the most of his opportunity, catching a shutout and got a walk and a run at the plate. Batting ninth, takes this breaking ball inside. Fastball missed away, two balls and no strikes.
Well, Adam, it should be mentioned, too. I've been continuing to snack on the brunch between the middle innings, and I think I've now tried everything. It is, it's very good. It's a good thing that I don't have a ticket down there. I would have eaten all that brunch.
Brunch has been dwindled by the press box crew up here. Runner goes. Caraballo takes a ball, throw in, snagged by Vargas. And it will not stop another stolen base, the third of the day, successfully for the Cardinals. And here's what's left of it. Somebody's going to grab that French toast. Eggs are a little tougher to grab. You need a fork for those, at least those of us with manners. That'll be gone shortly. 3-0 to Caraballo, and he will take a strike. One pitch is grounded out towards Vargas. He'll glove from the grass, though, to first. Caraballo retired, so good job by Cota to rally from the 3-0 count to get the out, the second of the inning. Espinoza goes down to third base. And back to the top of the order we go in Christian Martin. Christian Martin has walked three times today. Mets will not be sad to see him in the rearview mirror. Martin has now walked nine times in five games this series. Haven't the Mets hit him as well? First pitch, and he will take ball one. Well, not only they hit him, they've hit him twice.
Let's review the leadoff days here for Martin.
Sure you want to? Martin, he came in at a 600 on-base percentage in this series. Well, 3 out of 3 today. That's rising.
Martin, first day, led off, walk, bunt single, hit by pitch, reach on an error, and then a flyout. Did not lead off the second day. Third day, walk, single, walk, walk, double, and a strikeout.
And got him in the end. It's 5 out of 6, not too shabby.
And then day three, they got off to a good start this time. Ground out, walk, sacrifice bunt, and then a walk in the eighth.
So he rally back.
And then yesterday, strikeout, single, hit by pitch, and a ground out.
So it was worst day. Still got on base twice and had a hit and a run. Scored.
And now today, three straight walks.
And possibly heading for a fourth.
He has been an on-base machine against the St. Lucie Mets.
And he also takes second base when he gets on, when he is able to. Instead, this time he's going to drive a ball to right field, falling in front of Serrano for a base hit. So it will not be a third straight, fourth straight walk for Martin. Swings away on 3-1. And belts a single. Well, that will bring home Espinoza, and it's 5-0 Cardinals. And four times up, four times on for Martin. I think he'll be in the leadoff spot when they play their postseason games.
Well, with the way this has been going, I don't see why you would take him out.
You would not. A rhetorical question there, Jake. So Cota's dinged for his first run of the afternoon. But, hey, throw it over the plate. Make him beat you swinging the bat. Martin, by the way, is the 18th round pick by the Cardinals out of Virginia Tech. Swing and a miss by Madryn.
Credit where credit is due. He has played really well in this series. And it's always nice when you can have a leadoff guy that constantly gets on base.
Well, he tried to steal. He's stolen two bases this series, one today. And he wants to get up in scoring position with two outs. He's got a sizable lead. Won't go. Pitches up and away, 2-1. Ground ball just skirts foul. Past Collins into right field. Two breaking ball inside. Curve won't fall. Full count. Now we do know that Martin will be taking off from first base. The payoff pitch. Maddrin fouls it back. That one's going into the press box. No. Oh, trying to give Bill, Joe, and Bernie a scare down there in the press level. Keep the boys awake. They have to be concerned with left-handed batters down there at that press box. We're safe from the lefties.
There's a lot of lefties in the Mets lineup.
3-2 breaking ball, fouled off again by Maddrin. And you got a lot of lefties for Palm Beach. Martin, Maddrin, Petrutz. Yeah. Top three hitters, Friedrich, five hitter.
I was told two things by Adam when I first joined.
Yes, you were.
The Mets organization here in St. Lucie, and I was told they're going to have a lot of rain delays and a lot of foul balls up into the booth.
None of either. Not the first time I'll be wrong, Jake. 3-2 pitch. Maddrin will sail this one on the infield. Colin Howe calling for it. Fighting the wind, makes the catch. Heel the mitt, but it counts all the same. Inning over. Cardinals get a run on a two-out hit by Martin. Still a solid inning for Cota. 5-0 Cardinals at the halfway point today. Breathless by the Coors. Oh, let's throw it back to 2000, Nick.
You know, I give our sound guy, Nick, a lot of credit. He's got a lot of great things, plays a lot of great songs, although recently.
Whoa, broken back ground ball. That's going to wind up as a base hit for A.J. Ewing. Well, A.J. Ewing living the good life right now. That is his 10th hit in the series. And you break your bat and you somehow squeeze it between Friedrich and Martin, who have basically gotten everything this week. Yeah, keep rolling, AJ.
I really shouldn't be surprised. AJ Ewing with another base hit. That's just the way things are going for him right now. Hopefully this can continue heading into the next series as well for the Mets.
that breathless by the Coors that did it. Fire up the boys. Jacoby Long at the plate. He takes a strike. Long 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Sakara's pitched well, trying for 5 shutout innings. He overcame a single and a walk last inning to retire 3 in a row. All the Mets can do is keep putting guys out there. Long is tied up for strike 2.
Just need a couple of hits in a row. Got to string together a few base runners and then get that one big hit just to get that momentum on your side and stay in this game.
0-2, up and in. For Ewing, that's a 6-game hitting streak now. New season high for him. Making that bid to be the St. Lucie Mets Booster Club Player of the Month for August. Long swings and misses on the dirt ball. Throw into second base late and offline by Caraballo. And Ewing will squirt down to third base. It will be a strikeout, stolen base, correction, strikeout, wild pitch, E2. A lot going on there. Mets, for the second straight inning, will have a runner at third base with one out.
A really nice base running by AJ as well. Saw that strikeout pitch got away and able to quickly get to second and popped right up as soon as that ball went into the outfield on the throw to second.
AJ scored the Mets' ice-breaking run yesterday on a wild pitch. Pass ball from third base. And Prozo tied up, 1-1. Strike 2. Prozo singled in the third inning, extending his hitting streak to 4 games. And he will use his timeout ahead of this 1-2 pitch. Cardinals have played pretty clean baseball this week. Not a lot of walks, not many errors, so a wild pitch and compounded with a throwing error. We haven't seen much of. A 1-2. Perozo takes it to the backstop. Ewing has to retreat to third. Look at the bounce back to Caraballo. That was so wild it went off the net. And the net pushed it back.
You know, Palm Beach, fortunate bounce that it gets back so quickly and holds Ewing over on third base.
And fortunately for the Mets that Ewing just didn't break home without paying attention. Perozo launches this ball into right field. It's going to be caught on the run by Cordoba. Here comes the throw to the plate. It'll trickle in. Ewing scores, and the Mets are on the board. Sack fly for Vincent Perozo. It's now a 5-1 game.
And there's the run you need. You get one on the board, feel a little bit better, get some momentum, and now a chance to really start to pick things up and slowly work yourself back into this game.
Yesterday, the Mets scored a run with Ewing coming home from third for the first time in 16 innings. Got a 2-run hit after that. Here, there's nobody to drive in for Vargas. He's 0 for 2. The Mets have scored a run here in the fifth, just like the Cardinals did. 0-1 pitch, so 2 straight games on Friday and Saturday. Neither team scored in the fourth, fifth, or sixth. And today, they both score in the fifth. 1-1 pitch, a ground ball by Vargas to Martin. He will field and throw, and the side is retired. It will be an unearned run against Sakara after that error by Caraballo, but the Mets count it. It is now a 5-1 game through 5 innings. Chicken Fried by Zach Bryan?
Zach Bryan.
No, sorry, not Zach Bryan.
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown. Yeah, a little bit of Chicken Fried.
Good Southern song. You know what we need now? Can we do Fishing in the Dark?
Fishing in the Dark? I don't know that one.
You don't know Fishing in the Dark?
I don't.
Okay, that's I got to look up the year for that. That's back in my high school days. We'll get that one next on the PA system here. We have a new pitcher on the mound for St. Lucie. The return of Christian Rodriguez. He was with us last homestand, then went back to the FCL. Then when we promoted Gregory Lewis last week, he returned, took Gregory's number 32. Gregory Lewis, that's a tough act to follow, right? Probably the best pitcher the Mets have had out of the bullpen all year. Here's a ground ball. Vargas, the underhand toss, and one pitch, one out. Off the bat of Petrutz. That's how Christian Rodriguez restarts his St. Lucie career. Got in one game in that Bradenton series 2 weeks ago. Baez, 0-1 for 3 with the two-run hit. Back in that four-run second inning when the Mets got two up, two down, walked five in a row, and then Baez with the stinger, two-run hit into center. Ground ball to third. Hauk from the shoe tops fields and throws. Two up, two down on three pitches for Christian Rodriguez, who is 19 years old from Venezuela, spent the bulk of the season in the Complex League. His one game in St. Lucie was solid, four innings in long relief, one hit, one run. A couple of walks and a strikeout. A fresh arm. Changeup fades and hits the outside corner against Friedrich, who is 1-for-3 with single and two strikeouts. Pitch just off, we think. A challenge, though, and it's going to be a strike. Perrozzo thought that was the same spot as the previous pitch, and he would be right. Another successful challenge for Perrozzo today.
2-for-2.
Broken bat, ground ball, tough play for Vargas. He will barehand, whip to first, and get the out. Marco Vargas putting on a fine defensive display this Sunday afternoon from the second base position. Breezy 1-2-3 inning for Christian Rodriguez in his return to the St. Lucie Mets. Will be the trio of Benj, Williams, and Collins against Sequeira. Third time through the order for Sequeira. He's done well. Five innings, one unearned run. Palm Beach starting pitching has been excellent as always this week. Benj, a Strikeout looking and a walk. Got to third base in the fourth but was stranded. Shoots one foul down the left side. He's showing a great willingness to go to the opposite fields. I think one of these days, before the end of the year, he's going to crank one out to right. He's waiting for one in the wheelhouse. That will not be it. Two balls and a strike. By the way, we're in the sixth inning, which means this game is official. Done a great job by the grounds crew again today. It rained a lot, heavy here, overnight, and the field is untarped. Ben shoots another ball to left field for a base hit. Trying to get himself back on track. Two straight times on base now. Walk and a single.
Yeah, really nice job just to shoot that ball in the left field, pick up another base hit for the Mets. They've been building a couple base hits over these middle three innings, trying to put it all together. I see you had on in your hands.
The offense is doing better in the middle three innings, Jake. With you on the sideline of the play-by-play. Here's Jett, who singled in the fourth, also walked in the first, so having his best rehab game so far. Bench hands on knees, not going anywhere from first. Up and in, 2-0. Yes, the Mets, their last 12 home games, when you include this one, have now only scored three runs in innings 4, 5, and 6. Two of those runs have been when I call the play-by-play. Two 0 pitches high, ball three.
Now really, if you think about it, you're the one that decides who's doing play. You're giving me play-by-play, so it's on you.
I think, well, yeah, but this is, I won't say standard, but this is how it goes in minor leagues. The number one broadcaster calls the bulk of the innings. The number two broadcaster calls the middle three. Here's a check swing ground ball out to second. Martin to Espinoza to first. 4-6-3, an accidental double play off the bat of Jett. Didn't mean to swing that one like he did.
We got ahead of ourselves a little bit too much there. Unfortunate result there for the Mets. Jett doesn't want to swing at that one, but got enough of it. And it's an easy double play for Palm Beach.
It's three straight innings. The leadoff man has gotten on. And only one inning will that leadoff man have scored.
In the Palm Beach bullpen.
Bolt Collins almost
49 in
homered to left fields last time up. And we didn't even think he hit it that well, but just the strength and the power got it to the middle of the track. Now, I can remember another big SEC first baseman coming into St. Lucie and putting on a raw power display.
Would it be Pete Alonso?
It would be. Pete hit some balls in the air that I thought were outs and wound up over the wall. As Collins is going to challenge this 1-1 strike call and lose it. It will remain a ball and two strikes, call upheld, and Collins will use the timeout. I remember there was a home run Pete hit in Fort Myers, Hammond Stadium. I thought it was a pop-up to left field, and it just dropped from the sky right in the grass berm. 1-2 pitches high, and that's when I knew, all right, this is real. This is the kind of just power you don't see at the minor league level. Two pitch, spoiled foul.
And look at him now, consistently in the home run derby, one of the top home run hitters in the league.
I'd have to look it up, but I think coming into this season, I'm not sure if it's currently active, since he's coming in the league, nobody's hit more home runs. He's way up there. Debuted with 53 in 2019 as a rook. 2-2 pitch is in the dirt. But yeah, Pete Alonso coming into the majors. Game one in 2019. Spent the entire 2018 in the minors. Didn't get that call up. And we're grooming him to be that day one starter in 2019. 3-2 pitch. It's high and away. Ball four. So this inning will continue. A hit, a walk in the inning, but a double play ball still has Sakara in good shape if he's allowed to continue. I don't think he will be. Gary Kendall sauntering out of the dugout. Well, that's going to do it for Sequeira. There's been a reliever warming up in the bullpen the entire inning. Well, he's going to end at 5 2/3. No earned runs at this point. He's responsible for Collins on first base. So another good start. We thought there might be an opening here with the youngster, the 19-year-old Sequeira. Not as seasoned as the other top-flight starters, but no, he was just as good. New pitcher for the Cardinals is Nelfi Infante. Mets saw Infante early in the week. Wednesday afternoon, 4 hits against him in 2 innings. Closed out the 9-4 win. 2 innings, 4 hits, a run, as Hauk fouls this one right off the mask of Carabeo.
Adam, you mentioned Pete Alonso hitting the most home runs since entering the league in 2019. He's hit the second most.
Oh,
do you know
surpassed.
Who number one is?
Otani?
No, it is not Otani. Different big-time home run hitter.
Judge.
Aaron Judge with 223, Pete at 219.
Oh, so this has been recent. Here's a line drive by Hauk into left field. That's down and rolling. Collins heading to third base. He'll get the stop sign. Hauk, a stand-up double.
Well, Hauk over the last couple of days have been hitting balls over 100 miles an hour that were just not falling. And you wondered when one of them was going to fall. Well, this one finally did. 1-on-1.8 off the bat. Nice line drive into left field. And a well-deserved double for Colin Hauk.
Mets had success offensively last night when the reliever Cuenca came in to try to clean up the runners on base for Sparks. So maybe the Mets can do that again today. Get to Infante. Here's Serrano, and he's going to take a strike at the knee. So it was around this time last Sunday. Mets down 5 runs. Serrano crushed a 2-out homer, made it 6-3. Kind of sparked the offense up in Daytona, that big comeback win. Can he do something similar here? He gets a hit, and it becomes a 5-3 game. We've hit to those last 3 innings, and with the way the Mets bullpen has been pitching, comeback certainly possible.
Still a long way to go, but a base hit here would certainly go a long way to get the Mets in this game.
Serrano crushes it into right field at Cordoba, who leaps up and makes the catch. Well, he stopped and it kept carrying, and he's able to handle it, and that is a loud out number 3. 2 left in scoring position. Boy, the Mets in the inning hit some really good balls, an unfortunate double play and a check swing. Otherwise, they'd be looking at a good inning. Instead, 2 are stranded after 2 hits, no runs. It's 5-1 Cardinals after 6. Fishing in the Dark by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. A famous song back in the South. Jake didn't know it.
Jake did not.
Good tune. We're in the seventh, which means Jake's back on the play-by-play. And I'm going to step aside for most of the rest of the game. You might not hear me again until Tuesday. So, Jake, have some fun. Bring us home. See if you can't bring the Mets to come back win.
We'll see what I can do. Here we go in the seventh. Cordoba leading it off for Palm Beach. And a pitch fouled off down the right field side. And the count's even up to 1-1. Christian Rodriguez back out on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. I can tell you, there's nothing I love more than the Mets to make a big comeback here. And Adam,
not be part of it.
Nothing to do with it. So I can get away from all of the allegations that it's been my fault.
You want the Mets to come back to win so you can basically just stick it to me.
Yes, pretty much.
You give him credit for the honesty, folks.
With all due respect.
With all due respect.
With all due respect.
Of course, with all due respect.
Pitch is low, called a ball, but challenged by Perozzo. And it's a strike, so Perozzo wins another challenge. He's 3-for-3 today, and that's overall 3-for-4.
Yeah, Perozzo, the past couple seasons, has been the best challenger for St. Lucie. I think he's got a pretty good handle on it now that he's been in year two of this challenge system and strike zone.
And that overturns that into a strikeout, by the way. So Cordoba down on strikes in the first out of the inning. Now it'll be John Gazdar. First pitch, slider outside for ball one. I don't know about you, Adam. I love that first name. John Gazdar. It's a good name.
The whole name is very unique.
1-0 pitch. Misses low again. And it's 2-0 now to Gazdar. Gazdar working on a 1-for-3 day. Batting 147 on the season. 2-0 pitch. Just misses high.
He's another one of those Cardinals draft picks from this year. 11th round out of Austin Peay State down there in Texas.
3-0 pitch does find the zone. And it's 3-1. Rodriguez will come set and deliver the 3-1 pitch. And it's lined into right field down for a base hit. So Gazdar is a one-out base runner after the strikeout to Cordoba. That'll bring up Espinoza now. Espinoza 1-for-2. Takes the first pitch all the way for a strike. Rodriguez ahead 0-1. Mets trying to continue their great bullpen work. Gave up a run in the fifth, but have still been really solid overall in this entire series. It's one of our keys to the game is to continue that great relief work. Especially if the Mets want an opportunity to try and get back in this game, have to keep Palm Beach, what feels like where they're at right now, at 5 runs. How limited the Mets' offense has been. 1-1 pitch finds the zone. And Rodriguez ahead 1-2, but it's been challenged by Espinoza, and it's going to move to a ball. So a challenge won by the Cardinals. They are 4-for-5 today. 2-1 pitch fouled off. Now the count will even up at 2-2. So a pitch later, Rodriguez is able to get back to 2 strikes. Just 2 challenges lost in this game. 1 by the Cardinals, 1 by the Mets. Rodriguez set, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Christian Rodriguez picks up his 2nd strikeout of the inning. And there's 2 away in the top of the 7th. Nice fastball at the top of the zone. And now the catcher for Palm Beach, Carl Bielo. He'll take a changeup high and outside. 1 ball. No strikes. Runner on first and two outs. Big swing and a miss. Perozzo pops up and looks to first, but he'll hold on. So it's a 1-1 count. Hasdar remains on first. One and one. Ground ball. This one fielded by a charging Williams. He flips to second, and it's in time for out number three. That'll end the inning. Mets still trail 5-1. It's stretch time here at Clover Park. Country songs roll on here at Clover Park. Back now for the bottom of the seventh, A.J. Ewing will lead things off for the Mets. Infante back out for another inning of work here for Palm Beach. First pitch to Ewing, just outside for ball one. Well, A.J. Ewing has had a fantastic series. Came into this game 9-for-17 as he takes this pitch way inside for ball two. 9-for-17, a home run, 2 doubles, 4 walks, 2 RBIs, and 4 runs. And so far today, 1-for-2. Takes this for a called strike. Had a single in the fifth inning. Eventually came around to score. Now the 2-1 pitch fouled off by Ewing. Just got a piece of that slider. And the count's evened up at 2-2. So Ewing trying to stay hot at the plate. And try to get the Mets some more base runners as they try to work their way back in this game. Got a run in the fifth inning. Two-two pitch just inside. And the count will run full to AJ. That run coming in the middle 3 innings, which we all know is always called by me. Definitely wasn't Adam on the call. Payoff pitch, line drive into deep right center field. And this one over the head of Madryn at the track now. Throw comes in. It's a stand-up double for A.J. Ewing. A.J. Ewing continues to stay hot as he drives a double. That one just over the head of Madryn. It's his third double of the series. And now the Mets with a big opportunity to get another run on the board with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. It's Jacoby Long at the plate, 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. And Long takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Base hit can likely score Ewing. He's got some speed. And the 1-0 pitch, high chopper. This one is fielded by Martin. He'll throw to first in time for the out. Meanwhile, Ewing is able to advance to third. So the second run for the Mets, 90 feet away here for Vincent Peroso. Has a chance for another sacrifice fly. Already had one in this game. Pitch is a called strike here to Peroso. He's behind 0-1. One pitch, Peroso swings through it, and he's behind 0-2, one that he would probably want back. With 2 to Peroso with one out and a runner on third. And he's going to take a timeout here. Wasn't going to be able to get back in the batter's box before the pitch clock winded down. Two pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Peroso down on strikes, and that'll take away the sacrifice opportunity. And now back to the top of the lineup, Marco Vargas. 0 for 3, still looking for his first hit of the ball game. First pitch, changeup, called strike. Vargas behind 0-1. One pitch misses outside, evens up at 1-1. Vargas, who dealt with injuries almost all season long, has been back in the lineup pretty consistently over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. 1-1 pitch misses too low, and the count will move to 2-1. So Vargas, who's batting 206 on the season, came into the game batting 212. Still going to take some time to get back to full strength, but nice to have him consistently in this Mets lineup. 2-1. And that's taken for ball three, so Vargas has worked himself into a 3-1 count. Trying to, at the very least, extend the inning and get Carson Benge up to the plate. Three-one pitch, check swing on appeal, did not go, and that's ball four. So Marco Vargas able to draw the walk, and now it's runners on the corners with two outs for Carson Benge. So Benge, who is 1-for-2 so far today, singled in the sixth, walked in the fourth, and struck out in the first. An opportunity for an RBI. And he takes a first pitch fastball for strike one. 0-1 right at the feet of Bench, and it hit him. So that's going to be a hit by pitch. And that'll load the bases. So for the first time today, the Mets with three runners on. And a big chance to try and get right back in this game. And it'll be Jet Williams at the plate for the Mets. So Jet Williams, one for two, takes this pitch for a called strike. The 0-1 from Infante misses for a ball. Williams ended up the count at 1-1. Jet walked in the first, singled in the fourth, and then had an unfortunate double play in the sixth on a check swing. 1-1 pitch misses low. It's 2-1. Jet is on his third rehab appearance. Has gone seven innings in his last two. And that's a called strike just on the inside part of the plate. Two-two. Big cut and a miss for strike number three. They get Jet Williams on the strikeout, and the Mets will strand him loaded. And we will head now to the eighth with the Mets still trailing 5-1 here at Clover Park. Time for the eighth inning here in Port St. Lucie in Game 6 of this six-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. This pitch is taken outside for a ball, but challenged by Perozzo. He's 3-for-3 so far today, but he'll lose this one. So the Mets down to their last challenge. And now the 1-0 pitch flown into center field. And it's going to fall for a base hit right in between Long and Ewing. Now that one held up for quite a while, but on base once again, it's Christian Martin.
This guy twice this week has been on base five times. This is incredible.
He has just found a way every time he's been at the plate.
That ball was even well hit.
I thought it was going to get caught, but just fell in between Long and Ewing. So a runner on first with no outs. And there's a called strike to Madrid. Today in this game, a three walks and then two singles. A one pitch and a ground ball right up the middle. This one stepped on second by Williams, throws the first in time, double play. So a nice double play ball from Christian Rodriguez to quickly erase the base runner. And now with two outs here in the top of the eighth, it's Ian Petrutz, who walked twice in the first three innings and then was a ground-out victim the next two, and then in four and six. So if history tells you anything, now that I'm back on play-by-play, a walk could be coming. He's ahead 2-0. Two-zero pitch misses way inside, all the way to the backstop, and it's 3-0 to Petrutz. Three balls, no strikes. Rodriguez set and the pitch, outside, ball four. So Petrutz draws his third walk of the day. That'll bring up Joshua Baez with two outs and a runner on first. Called strike here to Baez, but an immediate challenge. And it's going to overturn to a ball. Cardinals now 5-for-6 on their challenges today. Throw over to first, gets away, rolling all the way to the right field side. Up to second is Petrutz. And on a bad pickoff attempt, Petrutz advances to second. So an error on Rodriguez. And now Perez is going to head out to the mound to talk things over with Rodriguez, try to settle him back down. Still two outs in the inning, only needing one more to get the offense back out there. Mets, who had the bases loaded in the seventh inning but couldn't quite cash in, mound visit is over, and we're set to go. Once more, Baez ahead in the count 1-0. Rodriguez set, and the 1-0 pitch inside and hits Baez right on the hand. That one didn't feel good. Being a little bit of discomfort, but now heading down to first. Trainer's going to come out and check on Baez. He weighs him right off, though. So a hit by pitch has put runners on first and second. That'll bring up Ross Friedrich to the plate. 1-for-4 so far today. Pitches outside, and it's 1-0. Big cut and a miss there. Friedrich was trying to get a three-run home run. It's going to take a timeout. Walks around the home plate. back in and sets a go. One ball, one strike, two runners on. And this one is fouled off by Friedrich. Count moves to 1-2. Rodriguez will come set. And the pitch on the way. Inside for ball two. The deuces are wild here in a 2-2 count. Two outs, two runners on. Two-two pitch called strike three, and a challenge by Palm Beach, but they will lose it. Friedrich down on strikes, and Christian Rodriguez throws up another scoreless inning. Mets still trail 5-1 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Jairo Cuevas is going to lead off the eighth inning. He is pinch hitting for Corey Collins. Collins, who just came back from the 7-day IL, a short stint, but want to ease him back into the lineup. So Cuevas is the pinch hitter. Look to get something going here for the Mets. Umpire has made the changes on the lineup card, and we're set to go now. New pitcher in for Palm Beach as well, as Watson misses this pitch inside. It's 1-0. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. Counts even up at 1-1. Watson with a 1.42 ERA this year. Misses this pitch low. It's 2-1. Final line for Infante. 1-1/3, two hits. No runs, one walk, two strikeouts. Watson misses high here, and it's 3-1 to Cuevas. And now a called strike three, but a challenge by Cuevas. He was already taking off his batting gloves, and that's going to stay strike three. He was surprised at that call. Excuse me, strike two. So the count is 3-2, full count. And now a swing and a miss. Cuevas down on strikes. So the Mets now officially out of challenges, and that is out number one. And that'll send Colin out to the plate. And he takes strike one. Mets out of challenges, so they will have to live with the calls. One pitch, misses outside. Counts even up to 1-1. Palm Beach's bullpen has been really good. And not only have the starters cruised through this lineup. Hauk flies this one into right field, chasing in his Cordoba, and he'll make the catch for out number two. And that'll bring up Eli Serrano, 0-3 so far today. And he takes this pitch that misses for ball one. One-oh pitch. Cut on and missed. Counts even up at 1-1. So Watson trying for a 1-2-3 inning here after the Mets had the bases loaded in the seventh. One pitch misses high. Two, one, misses for ball three. Watson in this series against the Mets has a 9 ERA in his one appearance. Just one inning pitched, but so far a good bounce back here. And there's a strike on the outside part of the plate. Serrano maybe thought that was going to be ball four, but with no challenges, he'll have to live with it. Full count with two outs and nobody on. Payoff pitch from Watson. And that one does miss for ball four. So Serrano draws the walk. It will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Watson. And here's A.J. Ewing at the plate. It was having that excellent series as we talked about before. 2-for-3, another multi-hit game. And he flies this ball into center field. Madryn right underneath it, and he makes the catch for out number three. Mets still trail 5-1. We will head to the ninth here at Clover Park. Back now for the top of the ninth here at Clover Park. Mets trailing 5-1. Trying to avoid being swept in this six-game series. Cordoba leads it off for Palm Beach. Takes this inside for ball one. Christian Rodriguez back out on the mound. He has been excellent for the Mets. Three innings pitched, two hits, no runs. One walk and three strikeouts so far. Here's a ground ball fielded by Cuevas. He'll flip over on to Rodriguez, who steps on first for out number one. So Rodriguez continuing to move through this Palm Beach lineup. Now facing off against Gazdar. Who will take a first pitch ball. One 0 pitch misses high. And the count will move to 2-0. And now the 2-0 pitch flown into right field. Cuevas chasing it at the warning track and makes the catch for out number two. Really nice job by Jairo Cuevas to track that ball down. Wind was pushing it a little bit. And there is two outs in the innings and two up, two down. Espinoza look to try and extend this inning. Espinoza 1-for-3 so far today. Fouls off the first pitch he sees. Espinoza has also scored two runs. Takes this pitch inside. Long hold from Perozzo, but did not get the call. Now this pitch comes too far inside and backs off Espinoza. Count will move to 2-1. Pitch. This one hits Espinoza, and it's a hit by pitch. So that will extend the inning, and now a runner on first with two outs for Palm Beach. And that'll bring up the catcher for Palm Beach, Carballo. Carballo 0-for-3 so far today. And he'll take ball one on a pitch outside. No pitch. Slider that just misses low. Two balls and no strikes now. Rodriguez will come set. Runner on first, two outs. Ground ball, this one fielded by Williams. He'll flip on to second in time for out number three. So another great inning from Christian Rodriguez. Mets trail 5-1, looking for a big comeback in the bottom of the ninth. Randall Clemente on for Palm Beach to try and close things out here in the bottom of the ninth against the Mets and pick up win number 6 and sweep the series. For the Mets, it'll be Jacoby Long, Vincent Perrozzo, and Marco Vargas. Down 4 runs. Looking for a big comeback. Going to try and avoid the series sweep. Swing and a miss on the first pitch from Clemente. And Long is behind 0-1. No, one pitch just misses outside. And I'll leave it up to 1-1. Long 0-3 so far. Still looking for that first hit today. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike 2. Randall Clemente quickly ahead. One, two, shallow ground ball. This one fielded by Espinoza, throws to first in time. 4 out number 1. And now it'll be Vincent Perrozzo. 1-for-2 so far today. And he takes the first pitch, strike at the knees. Perrozzo behind 0-1. Clemente has 7.85 ERA on the season. But pitching well as he's ahead of Perrozzo 0-2. Perrozzo will take his timeout. Clemente in 3 games against the Mets, a 0 ERA, 4 innings pitched, and 6 strikeouts. That pitch just misses. Clemente liked it. But it misses for a ball, no challenge. And it's 1-2. One, two pitch, foul ball right into the Palm Beach dugout. Rosa stays alive at 1-2. This 1-2 pitch lined softly into left field, falling down for a base hit. So Perrozzo able to pick up his second base hit of the game. And there'll be a runner on first here for the Mets with one out. And it's the top of the lineup time here for St. Lucie. Marco Vargas, 0-for-3, but drew a walk his last time up in the 7th. First pitch to Vargas, misses outside. Challenge here from Palm Beach catcher, but it's going to stay a ball. Palm Beach should be out of challenges now. 1-0 pitch, misses high. 2 balls, no strikes. Both teams without a challenge for the bottom of the ninth now. See all the kids lining up over there. Near the third base side. They get to run the bases. A quick meeting here on the mound between Clemente and Carrasco. Mound visit is over. Set to go once more. 2 balls, no strikes. Here to Marco Vargas. 2-0 pitch, misses low. The count will run to 3-0. Three oh pitch, cannot find the zone, and it's a 4 pitch walk to Marco Vargas, and now the Mets with runners on first and second and one out. It's going to send Carson Benj to the plate. First round draft pick for the Mets with a big opportunity here. He's 1-for-2 so far today. Singled in the sixth and walked in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the seventh. And he's hit once more. Or did this one catch the dirt just before? It did. That one right down by Benj's feet. Thought it might have clipped him. But it's just ball one. And now we're going to get a mound visit here. Talk things over with Clemente, who has gone off to a good start against Long. Picked up the ground out, but then a single and a walk, and has now fallen behind Benj 1-0 on a pitch that nearly hit him. Benj with a great opportunity for the Mets, trying to come back down four runs. Mets scored one run in this game, which came in the fifth inning. Offense has been held quiet by Palm Beach. All series long. Mound visit is over, though, now, and we are set to go. 1-0 pitch, misses inside. It's 2-0. Mets had the bases loaded one other time in this game, which was back in the seventh inning, although they could not cash in. Pitch misses low again, and it's 3-0 now to Benj. Has worked himself into a favorable hitter's count. We'll see if he gets the green light. 3-0. And this one just catches the outside for a strike. Much needed one for Clemente. Three and one. Clemente will come setting out the pitch. Misses low, ball four. And the bases are loaded. And it's going to be a pinch hitter for the Mets. Jet Williams' day is done, and it is Nick Roselli. And that'll also be the day being done for Clemente, as Palm Beach manager Gary Kendall heads out to the mound to make a pitching change. So Roselli's going to have an opportunity to bat with the bases loaded. We'll take a quick break, and we come back the new pitcher for Palm Beach.
pinch hitting number 11, Henriquez.
New pitcher on here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Gastelum. He pitched last night.
Jake, this is something you do not see in single-A baseball, a pitcher pitching consecutive games, a day game after a night game to boot. Now, look, he's been really efficient. He only threw 8 pitches last night, so you'd think he'd have enough, but, man, all bets are off right now, and you got a pitcher at single-A pitching consecutive games. And interesting, Nick Roselli had emerged as the pinch hitter, and Yuki changed his mind and now is going to send up Henriquez.
It's Henriquez who is in the on-deck circle to face off against Gastelum. First pitch just outside for ball one. Gastelum a 2.95 ERA on the season this year. Last night went one inning, no hits, one strikeout. And he fires in this pitch for a strike. And the count's evened up at 1-1. So bases loaded with one out. Mets are trailing by 4. Tying run at the plate. 1-1 pitch called strike 2.
Yeah, that great fading changeup. That's the flavor of the day for Gastelum. That's the pitch he used last night for the final out of the game, striking out Long. He's gone right to it.
One-two pitch from Gastelum. Fouled off by Henriquez. This one will get into the stands. And Henriquez stays alive at 1-2. Second time today the Mets have had the bases loaded looking for runs. 1-2 pitch, swing, and just getting a piece of it is Henriquez. So he stays alive. That was a good changeup, nearly got Henriquez. One-two pitch, outside. Counts even up at 2-2. Henriquez batting 169 on the season. But looking for a clutch base hit right now. 2-2. Foul tipped again. And Henriquez again staying alive. Battling this at bat. Gastelum, who pitched last night, only threw 8 pitches. He's up to 6 now. 7. This is the 8th coming up in this sequence. Gastelum will come set with the bases loaded and one out. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. It's grabbed and flipped on to second. Cannot hold on to it. Runs come in. Henriquez is safe at first, and it's 5-2 Mets.
Well, that's a mistake out there at second base. Should have just gone right to first. Tried to get fancy, get the force out up at second. That run doesn't really matter. You're never going to get the double play. You're the Cardinals. Martin, you're much better off just going to first base, getting the second out. Way too risky of a play. Let's see if the Mets can further take advantage.
An E4 against Palm Beach here. Bases remain loaded for Jairo Cuevas. Palm Beach tried to go for the double play, couldn't get it. Ends up getting no outs. First pitch to Cuevas outside. It's 1-0. So the Mets now down by 3. Tying run is at first base. Winning run.
RBI.
At the plate. One oh pitch called strike on the outside. Counts even up at 1-1. Still upset and the 1-1 pitch. Line drive, and it's over the head of Espinoza. One run is in to score. Ben John is way home. Here comes the throw to third, not in time. The Mets have just made this a one-run game on a double from Jairo Cuevas.
Oh, good piece of hitting. Just knocked it into left center field. Good base running by Henriquez to go first to third. Now the Mets can win the game with the base hit.
It'll be Colin Houck at the plate. Henriquez standing on third base as the tying run. Cuevas, the winning run on second. There is some action in the Palm Beach bullpen, but Gastelum.
It's not shocking that a pitcher working back-to-back days is struggling like this. And they're going to give the free pass to Houck. That's going to set up the out at any base and give Eli Serrano a chance to win this game.
So Houck gets the walk. And will once again load the bases, and it's Eli Serrano. Serrano 0-for-3 so far today, drew a walk in the eighth inning. He hit a big home run against Daytona last week. Takes this pitch for a called strike. One out in the inning, bases loaded, Mets trail 5-4. Winning run at second base, tying at third. One from Gastelum. Taken low. Counts even up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Mets trying to pull off an improbable comeback here in game six. Looking for their first win of the series. 1-1 pitch, line drive, but foul. Sounded good off the bat, but just pulled it. And it's 1-2 against Serrano. And Serrano, who all he needs is a base hit to at least tie the game and a good chance to win it. Cuevas has some sneaky speed on second base. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three.
And yeah, big cut, good fastball. So it should come down to this, shouldn't it? A.J. Ewing's been the Mets' best hitter this week. He has 11 hits. A 12th could end the game.
A.J. Ewing has been the hottest player for the Mets at the plate in this series. A chance to try and tie the game, potentially win it with a base hit. Swings and misses at the first pitch behind 0-1.
Yeah, great changeup. That's the pitch that was so devastating last night. The one that Henriquez was able to fight off several times. Spark this inning.
Bases loaded, two outs, 5-4 game. 0-1 pitch. Misses inside and low. And the count's even up at 1-1. Ewing so far today, singled in the fifth, eventually came around to score, had a double in the seventh. One-one pitch, fly ball, deep left field. This one going back at the track, and it is gone. A walk-off grand slam for A.J. Ewing. And the Mets have come all the way back to win it in the bottom of the ninth.
He's been the Mets' best hitter all week. That's his 12th hit of the series. He wins it with the home run. Just an incredible week for Ewing at the plate. And what a finish to this one for St. Lucie. A 7-run bottom of the ninth.
102 mile an hour off the bat. 381 feet. A.J. Ewing wins it for the Mets on a walk-off grand slam. Final score 8-5. And the Mets avoid the series sweep with a big win here on Sunday. Well, the intentional walk to Colin Houck ends up getting A.J. Ewing to the plate, the hottest hitter in this entire series. And happy high fives here for the Mets in the dugout after a big walk-off win. Cannot write it up any better than that.
The inning started with the ground out, and then it was what had played the Mets pitching all week long. The dreaded walks. Randall lost the strike zone. He was throwing 99 but couldn't throw it in there. a single and two straight walks, and then they're forced to bring in Gastelum. And you kind of get the idea why pitchers at this level don't pitch back-to-back days. He just was not nearly as effective. He gave up a two-run double and a grand slam. So what a game here for the Mets. So Mets have overcome the last two Sundays, a 6-0 deficit and a 5-1 deficit to win their games. Just an incredible Sunday sequence the last 2 weeks out for this Mets team. And keep in mind, they overcame an 8-0 deficit against Palm Beach earlier this year. Two big wins this season for St. Lucie, coming back against the Cardinals, the best team in the league.
Mets win 8-5. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up here on the postgame show.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back on the post game show, Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you. Mets win on a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the ninth by a final score of 8-5. They avoid the series sweep, get a big win here on Sunday. Your winning pitcher, Christian Rodriguez, well-deserved. And Gastelum takes the loss. Let's go to the highlights. This was a fun one today. And recap this 8-5 win here for the Mets. Second inning, trouble early for St. Lucie as runs begin to pile up on the walks. Run comes in to score. And it would continue throughout the inning. Here is a ball that gets away all the way to the backstop. Second run comes in for Palm Beach. And all in the second inning. Then a big base hit that scores two more runs from Baez. Throw home offline, and then Perozzo can't handle it. No outs there. Palm Beach scores four in the second inning. They've taken a 4-0 lead. But then Cota with a nice strikeout in the third with the bases loaded. Keeps Palm Beach off the board. Holds them at 4-0. And then a shallow base hit in the right field by Martin. Gets Palm Beach up to 5-0. Then the Mets. Perozzo gets a fly ball into right field. Gets the first run in the fifth inning to make this a 5-1 game. So the Mets have some life. Bottom seventh, Palm Beach can't get Williams out, which walks him, Henriquez, with the bases loaded. Ground ball looked like it could be a potential double play. It's an error, though. They can't get the out at second. End up getting no outs. And then Cuevas, he drives one into a base hit, sets up the opportunity for the Mets to win the game. Cuevas on second, Henriquez on third. Serrano strikes out. Nice pitch there by Gastelum. after an intentional walk to Colin Houck, and then A.J. Ewing. All he needed was a base hit. He sent all four runs in. A walk-off grand slam. Mets win it 8-5 to get a big win here on Sunday, avoiding the series sweep. Ewing has been fantastic all series long. It's his second home run of the series. And a big celebration at home plate as the Mets come away with the win.
Yeah, that might be the moment of the season. I mean, a seven-run bottom of the ninth. Are you kidding me? The Mets have only scored 14 runs all series entering this inning. And they saved their best for last, and it was their best player, A.J. Ewing. Wow, the 12th hit of his week. A grand slam. It's only the second grand slam the Mets have hit all season. The other one, ironically, was also against the Palm Beach Cardinals. So, Jake, you had only called one Mets run-scoring play on play-by-play in the last 12 games, and you scored. They gave you seven right there. They made up for it.
They came through. They came through in a big way. A.J. Ewing with the grand slam to cap it all off on a walk-off win. You can't draw it up any better than that, especially with Palm Beach, the intentional walk to Colin Houck, which even gets A.J. Ewing to the plate in that inning. And he makes them pay with a huge win. And, you know, a lot of credit to the Mets. Palm Beach is a very good team, the top team in the Florida State League, and they hung around in every single one of these games. Couldn't quite get a full nine innings, though, and then even in this one, looked like it was going to be the same old story, but they fought through, they stayed in the game, and they come through huge in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, when the Mets pitching wasn't walking, guys, it was been really competitive this week, and the Mets just haven't had enough offensive firepower to overcome some of the errors and the walks, and they needed to come up with a big inning somewhere. We mentioned last night, just find a way, any way to win. It doesn't have to be pretty. Didn't think that a seven-run bottom of the ninth would be it, but
no.
That's what it took to win a game in this series. So just like last Sunday, Mets were down big, 6-0 on the road in Daytona. They put together a surge of an offensive performance late. They won that game 7-6 against the Tortugas, and now they did the same thing today. So what a way to send the boys in the off day, and we're going to be right back here next week.
Ready, set to go for another home week against the Jupiter Hammerheads, the other Roger Dean team. Hopefully the Mets can carry over this momentum from a big win today against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Well, that'll do it for us here on this Sunday afternoon. Mets win 8-5 on a walk-off grand slam from A.J. Ewing. Thank everybody for tuning in to this broadcast. For Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker, wishing you a happy Sunday, and we'll see you next week as the Mets get set to take on the Jupiter Hammerheads.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.